You're with SBS Radio.
Welcome to NITV Radio, Phil.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We are right in the midst of 2020 Indigenous Business Month 2020. And CGU does promote Indigenous business, providing while supporting some of the awards that are granted at the end of the Indigenous Business Month. And the application process is right underway. Tell us about this support that you provide to Indigenous Business Month and the awards.
So the awards are the CGU Kaiku Kumpa Awards, and Kaiku Kumpa is a Warranua Nation language word. Warranua Nations in Hunter Valley means stronger yesterday, stronger tomorrow. And the awards offer, you know, emerging First Nations business owners the opportunity to win a $5,000 grant to support their development, support their professional skills and capability, because we recognise that business owners are, you know, focus on delivering their work, focus on, you know, building their business, on getting new customers on their product. But we think it's important that they spend some time, where possible, focusing on themselves as business owners, because we know that will build more resilience.
A lot of the time when people get into business, they are not well prepared. So they need training in so many areas, because as a small business owner, you're actually everything. You're the bookkeeper, you're the cleaner, you're the accountant, you're the specialist in insurance, you're everything. Because you cannot afford to actually outsource those things. So does this training cater specifically for these kind of skill sets that one needs to actually be able to master and never run their business, or they can go into any training they wish to?
Look, any training they wish to, Bertrand. We don't want to tell the business owner what they need. So when they put their application in, they will let us know what training they think is helpful for them, how they tend to use the grant funds, and we will, you know, base the decisions, you know, based on that. But, you know, we take a very broad view that each business owner knows what their development and capability needs are, and then it's just a matter of them letting us know through the application process.
Been doing this for several years now, and every year it gets really improved every year. Can you tell us some examples of past applicants and past winners and the success stories behind after they won, and what they were able to do with the outcome of winning this?
Well, look, I mean, last year we had a number of different businesses win. You know, we had an events management business, a catering business, consulting, first aid training, workplace safety, and also, you know, one that provides yoga mats. And they've used them for various purposes. Obviously, COVID has had an impact on all of these businesses over the last 12 months, but they've all indicated that they've benefited from the grant in different ways, whether that be, you know, the professional development for themselves in relation to, you know, managing people, to thinking about marketing and social media, to thinking about, you know, understanding finance a bit better. So they've all been very, very grateful for the opportunity and what that grant has provided them, especially the difficulties we've faced as a country over the last 12 months.
And if you have a lot of applicants, how is the selection criteria? How is the selection process?
We will engage with Indigenous Business Month, also our Chief Financial Officer from IAG, and also one of our independent Indigenous independent representatives of our Reconciliation Action Plan Steer Co, who's one of the directors at PwC's Indigenous Accounting. They will be actually the committee that determines, you know, who wins. So our CFO plus a couple of, you know, really leading Indigenous business thinkers. And obviously we'll look at the nature of the business. Is it a business that they work on as a side hustle, or is it a business that they work full time in? You know, how many employees I have. And also, you know, what's important for us is what's their ambition? Because CGU is all about supporting ambition. We're committed to supporting the ambition of Australian small to medium enterprises. And that definitely obviously includes First Nations enterprise. So we're interested in knowing, you know, how the $5,000 grant will support each business owner's ambitions for their future.
Now, usually this has got nothing to do with Indigenous Business Month, but it's just to do with the circumstances we are going through, because usually Indigenous Business Month happens, it's October, of course, and it's usually after NIDOC week. NIDOC is usually earlier, but because of the pandemic, it's going to be take place in November. Just a word or two as a Noongar person supporting business about NIDOC week and this event happening after Indigenous Business Month.
Yeah, well, look, we are working in partnership with Indigenous Business Month, and we sponsored their awards last year, which obviously it's going to be a different format this year. So we're doing it definitely in partnership with them, and we'll be announcing the winners of the awards during NAIDOC Week, which, you know, obviously is in November this year. So it gives us an opportunity to talk about, you know, the importance of NAIDOC Week and the importance of supporting, you know, First Nations enterprise and First Nations ambition.
Kind of blends in perfectly if it happens during that period, then so big month of celebration and supporting business. Now, before I let you go, anything that you might want to bring to the attention of our listeners that I haven't mentioned in the conversation?
Sure. Just that obviously applications close at 5 p.m. on Sunday, 25th of October. If people who are on LinkedIn can actually get an application or see the details from the CGU LinkedIn page or going to indigenousbusinessmonth.com.au.
Okay, we'll put the message out there. Phil, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Bertrand. It was a pleasure.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.